Glass Animals, Heat Waves, Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Time for the Fort Knox update with Colonel O'Brien. Maddie is still not back with us this morning, but you think she'll be here next week?
I expect her to be in here next Thursday.
Okay.
Well, or this upcoming Thursday.
We've been missing her because she is literally the best part of the Fort Knox update, in my personal opinion.
She is pretty fabulous. And I'm hoping that she's got a running list now of dad jokes that she's been holding on to all summer.
Well, I don't know, but I know that she has the capability to find them. Went out. I came home last Saturday, and she had a phone. I'm like, Maddie's got a phone. How'd
Surprise.
That happen? Nobody asked me about that one, but she's got a phone now.
So okay. This was not an authorized purchase.
I had no involvement in the decision making when it came to that purchase. So,
well, do you remember the movie Pulp Fiction?
Of course.
There's literally only one joke from that movie that we could tell on this show, and it's a dad joke.
Okay.
There's a daddy tomato, a mommy tomato, and a baby tomato walking down the street. And the baby tomato keeps lagging behind. So the daddy tomato walks back there and steps on him and says, "Catch up." Thank you, Uma Thurman. All right, time for that Fort Knox update.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, school on Fort Knox starts on Monday, August 8th. So we're having one last hurrah for our military-affiliated 6th to 12th graders. At the water park behind Devers Teen Center tomorrow night from 8 to midnight. So come on out if you're between those ages and you're military-affiliated. Free food and drinks, water games, and a live DJ. Cost will be $5 per person, and we ask that folks register in person no later than the close of business today over at Devers, just so we can make sure we get enough pizza and drinks.
All right, and live music patio party. Petra Morgan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Up-and-coming music artists Casey and Romy will be performing at the Samuel Adams Brew House on Saturday at 9 p.m. The concert will feature an eclectic mix of crowd-pleasing favorites from all genres, music spanning from the 50s till today. Food and drinks will be available for purchase, and the best part is the event itself is free and open to the general public. Should be a fun time, and we look forward to seeing a great crowd that day. For more information, visit MWR website.
All right. And an alien invasion?
Yeah, we got lots of live music, and now we have live music and exercise. Excuse me. But we have the Alien Invasion 5K is going to be happening tomorrow night starting at 6 out at Eastman Park. So come on out. And with the alien invasion, you know, we need your help finding these aliens because we've heard, you know, there's the big rumors about the gold vault and what's inside there. But supposedly there's a few aliens running around Fort Knox. So we need you to go out and get selfie evidence of those aliens. So as you're out there on the trail making the run, grab a couple of selfies with those aliens that are out there. And then when you're done, you can enjoy some classic rock and barbecue at Eastman Park. With our folks there. So come on out, have a good time, open to the general public. There is a registration fee. I think it's $20 for ages 13 and older, 15 ages for 5 to 12, and then children 5 or under can participate in the Alien Invasion 5K for free or for that cost. And then as far as the rock band and the barbecue goes, that's free and open to the public.
And that starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow?
Starts at 6, and the music is supposed to start at 7.
All right, Colonel Lance O'Brien and Petra Morgan, thanks so much for the Fort Knox update. We are Quixie 98.3.